Good morning and welcome this Easter Passover weekend at the Jersey Shore here. Welcome to It's Your Money. I am Jean Isley, and we are joined by our co-host, David R. Thierman. David is a tax estate and nursing home attorney, and I am a retired financial advisor. Can't believe I'm saying that after all these decades. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jean Isley. Good morning to our listeners. We're pleased and honored to be with you. It's the Passover Easter week edition of It's Your Money.
That it
what
is.
What we're going to do, Gene, we hide the matzah, that's hide the apocomen. We hide the Easter eggs.
Right.
And then everyone goes over Gene Isley's house later to find them. But they have to help with some yard work before we do that,
Yard work, yeah. Turn the coops and feed the deer, clean out the deer pan, make sure the water buckets are clean and full, and just a few things to do before we get our day started. It's
you
a
know what happens?
Busy
it's
time.
It's interesting for our listeners. You know, every spring there's a lot to do. You have fall cleanup, you have spring, and then it just becomes a ritual. You get used to it. But I always try to get ahead of the curve, Gene. I try to do things early, but there's always a lot to do. Am I right?
Always. And, you know, you look around and one thing leads to two or three others. And, you know, I took the wheelbarrow a couple days ago just over by one end of the yard. And before I knew it, I was on my third wheelbarrow of sticks and debris from the last windstorm we had. It's crazy. You know, the weather's just been amazing this year. I can't say it's been a mild winter. It hasn't. But the devastation from that last snowstorm is still upon us. And I know we've got a lot of down trees.
Yeah, snow, Gene. I had had all my arborvitaes always, you know, I sort of trimmed them and they were getting beat up, and this sort of did it. This wet snow broke most of them in half.
Yeah, we had two big birch trees just it pulled right up out of the ground. It's terrible, and the one's not coming back. It's a sin.
And also at the outset of the hour, Holly, Jeannie, myself, we want to just pause for a second, and thoughts and our wishes are with all the troops while we're sitting here talking about the different holidays. Our troops and our soldiers and our military is defending our freedom. So
and
our
searching
thoughts
for
and
that
prayers are with each and every one of them.
Searching
and
for
with
the
their
second guy in that
worry morning, day, and night.
You do.
I make sure the flag is high at my house and.
Yep.
I'm proud, and our support and wishes are with them all.
Heavy heart right now. Just pray they can find this other pilot and bring this mess to an end.
Jeannie, I was looking yesterday at the news every 15 minutes.
I had it on all day, I know.
Every 15 minutes. So our thoughts are with everyone, and we care. We care.
Our prayers.
Meanwhile, during the hour, if you have a question. We used to say mail in the question, but then Jean corrected me. She goes, it's an hour show, David. It won't get here, okay?
It might not get here for next week either.
No. So she's the best. She's the best planner of the group. So as Jean M. Isley would tell you, the phone lines are open.
Yes, they are.
You have the number for our callers, Jean?
Yes, we do. We've got a couple phone numbers I'm going to give you. So grab a pen and a pencil and a piece of paper, or like David would do, a crayon and just kidding.
We're saving. Someone says, what do you do with all those? You're a child. We use those at the office.
Why not? Yeah, it puts a little levity in the day, right? If you have a question for us this morning, you'd like a little guidance with the situation you're dealing with. And I know there's something going on locally. Someone died without a will. And, you know, the concern is always, do you have your documents in order? And then does somebody know where they are in case they're needed, especially the power of attorney? So we're going to give out David's phone number at his law office as well. So if you want to reach us here this morning, phone lines are open at 609-927-1100, 927-1100. And for those documents, to have what you have reviewed, which you should do every few years, if you haven't drawn them up yet, what are you waiting for? You know, you're doing your taxes, you're getting all of that in order, getting everything organized. It's time to organize your financial and legal documents. So don't hesitate. You know, you've got to do this. You have to sit down and get it done. And once it's done, it's done. It's not like it's something you have to do every year like your taxes. Every few years, you have them reviewed just to make sure they still say what you want them to say. You have the right people in a place of power over your assets. It's vital. You know, there could be undue influence from outlaws or, you know, in-laws or whatever the case may be. How is this going to affect you? So you always want to be on top of that. And only you know your family and your friends. You can't rely on an attorney or a financial advisor or your CPA to guide you in that realm. So you can reach David at his law office, which is right on New Road in Summers Point, 609-653-6003. It's important that you do this. And, you know, like I said, once they're done, they're done. And if changes need to be made down the road, it's simply, as David has always said, it's just words on paper. You can redo the documents. You can change them. You can add or delete people. You don't have to get their permission. The only thing you want to do is if you're going to have someone named as a power of attorney, they need to know that, because in that case, that is a job. You're putting someone in charge of your life and your money, and a very important job at that. And the power of attorney is, in my opinion, the most important document you have while you're living and breathing. So you want to make sure that they're in order, the will, so people aren't running all over the place, challenging and screaming and saying this should be mine and that should be mine. And if you have it in the will, if you have it written down, there's no question. People may not be happy, but it's your will. That's the whole point. It's your last will and testament. And David, I know you always say, what, almost half the people don't that are walking the planet don't have a will.
Jeannie, most people, they don't even... It's just like on your end, Jean. We always say, with the financial, how do you get ahead? It's never what you make. It's what you save and invest.
Absolutely.
Because what you make each day is subject to your federal income tax, your state income tax, if you work in Philadelphia or New York, your city income tax, three income taxes, unemployment, Social Security, versus your investments. If you have an equity portfolio, the bonds, they go up and down in value, and over time will go up. What will happen is that is not taxed along the way. So right. That compounds and grows. That's how you get ahead. But when you look at all the tax situations, that's not discussed much on the news. Am I right, Jean?
That's right. That's right.
And the key is, you know how birds fly south?
So do people.
So they have this all wrong, by the way. Birds fly south, correct?
Yes, they do.
I guess if you're in the south, maybe they fly north. But
at some point.
Yes, in the northeast, someone's going to, I guess a bird, I think bird, or in college, I forget what, you know, if you're the study of birds, but birds fly
south. Aviaries.
So someone says you're a bird brain, the answer is no.
Birds are smart.
Bird brain's a compliment. You're flying south.
Getting out of the
idea is you don't want to fly north, okay? So it's the same way, Gene. We talk about taxes, where there's one state made a huge tax change.
Oh, that's right.
You never hear about it, Gene.
Nope.
So that's the state of, drum roll, I've been working on that each year.
It sounds like you're gargling, but that's okay.
Yes, that's what my wife said the other day. It's a terrible drum roll, okay? So we're working on it. But if you go to the Northeast, people have no clue, okay? You should have followed the birds. If you end up in Massachusetts, and by the way, no one's doing this. Actually, 700 people a week are leaving Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have your compass and you're going the wrong way and move to Massachusetts, the federal government allows you to be tax-free at $15 million.
Correct.
Okay? Not Massachusetts. If you pass away from a car accident, from old age, from an illness, from a war, from a crime, if your assets is not $15 million in Massachusetts, it's $2 million.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And look, you can have a house in Cape Cod, in Boston, worth $2 million.
Sure.
Well, once you're over $2 million and you die, Massachusetts profits from your death. At $2 million, Massachusetts takes 7 to 16% of your assets.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, so you've, if you're a lawyer in Massachusetts, you just write in the will, okay. So you really love your local official. You want to give them 7 to 16% of your assets once you're over $2 million. So Massachusetts wins with the drum roll.
How about this?
The highest state estate tax is Massachusetts. And how do you beat that tax?
Leave.
You fly south, just like the birds, or the 700 people a week, 35,000 people a year leaving the state of Massachusetts. So
didn't Washington
all the tax news?
Didn't Washington State just increase the tax?
I'm sorry, what, Gene?
Didn't Washington State just increase?
Washington State is another. It's in the top five worst states to move to.
Yeah, it's crazy. Beautiful state, but not too much thought behind the tax world up there.
Well, Jeannie, here's what happens. This is how does this come to be?
I don't know.
A politician in office. They want to handle money.
Good Lord.
They figure they're not going to die, okay? They have the money come in, and when they get out of office, you know what they do, Gene?
Leave.
They leave Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So the idea is to tax everyone else and then leave.
Smart.
Oh. You know what the pity is? It's always the same situation. The pity is the people that can't leave.
Yeah, that's true.
The wealthiest people they're trying to tax all leave, take their businesses with them. And then you see the different states, whether it be Florida, Texas, the Carolinas, where all the businesses move to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say it this way, Gene. It's interesting. In Manhattan, there's, and I, you know, don't go there, but there's the Goldman Sachs Tower.
Right.
In Lower Manhattan, the Goldman Sachs Tower in Lower Manhattan, and the running joke is, they're not there, you know.
No.
They rent it out.
Yep.
Goldman Sachs, all the executives, they're in West Palm Beach.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So, just to let you know, the answer is we're going to tax all the Goldman Sachs executives in the Goldman Sachs Tower. The answer is there's none of them there. They're in West Palm Beach, because what's the estate tax in Florida? It's very complicated. It's zero,
right?
Yeah.
Well, and the sad part is, you know,
how is the investment world, Gene, with the upset, the tumult in the world? How is the investment world this week, Gene?
Well, it's going to be in a state of flux. Let's face it. You know, there's going to be some give up in the markets. We've seen it already. We had discussion of the war slowing down and possibly ending in the next couple of weeks, and the market responded by adding 1,400 points to the Dow. So, you know, it's a reactionary market right now. It's not based on anything but fear. You know, people don't like to go into a long holiday weekend with a portfolio intact of growth stocks, or, you know, a little more aggressive in nature. But you see people selling on Thursday, Friday, and then coming back Monday, Tuesday, and saying, okay, I'm going to get back in. So the concern is, you know, you've got a lot of things to consider on the tax front. You don't want to be selling, taking losses, and then buying back the next week, because you're going to subject yourself to the wash sale, which would negate any loss that you want to lock in. You have to wait that 31-day period. You can buy, you know, similar in nature, but you've got to be very careful when you're doing trading just on a reactionary basis. You want to have some thought behind it. What am I doing? Why am I doing this? You know, our portfolio went down considerably, and it's going to come back. I have absolutely no concern that it's going to come back. It will. And you have to, I guess, living through the collapse in 87, which was short term, you look at 1990, 92, you look at, you know, the markets that we've seen over the last 20, 30 years, they have recovered. You know, I remember the Dow, and I've said this many times. I remember sitting in my office. I worked for Merrill Lynch at the time, and the Dow went through 1,000. Well, here we are. We broke through 50,000 this year. It's back down 46,000 and change, but it'll be back. It's, you know, Wall Street's not going to disappear. Corporate America is starting to see some strength in their numbers. We had a wonderful jobs report yesterday. And, you know, you look at what's going on in the markets. There is, of course, a reaction to what's going on in the world, on the global stage. There always is, no matter what it's, what's going on, who's involved, and what the goal is. So you just have to sit back and take a deep breath. And, you know, gas prices still are not as high as they were a year and a half ago. So, you know, calm down, take a breath, take a walk around the block. We're going to be fine. And, you know, you in the midst of it, in the throes of it, you don't see it. But we will be okay coming out of this. And gas prices will come down. And it's not like you're looking at doom and gloom forever. It's not that case. So just if you're in a good portfolio going into a correction or a shakeup, you're going to be fine coming out of it. So we like to just sit back, take a deep breath, and we'll see what comes. Give it another couple months and we'll see. You know, it's expected to be over by then. Pray to God that they find this other pilot. That's the number one thing I know on my mind right now is please find this person and bring him home. So
we've all been looking, and just to let our listeners know, if there's any breaking news on the situation of the missing pilot, who our hearts are there for, and our prayers, we'll let you know during the hour. We're keeping track of the situation in the Middle East, and we'll keep you updated on any breaking news. I wanted to do some back to basics, Gene.
Okay.
We get this once
in a while.
That's good. If I go to a restaurant, and Gene says, that's the drive-in, David. That's not necessarily a restaurant, okay?
That's not fine dining.
Yeah, he went to a restaurant. He lowered his window. Okay?
He took the little lady out for the evening.
Yes, it's a little different.
Yes, it is.
Oh, the food was quick. Look, I just pulled in here. I had to wait a few minutes. They're bringing over the food in a bag.
Lovely.
Yes. So that's the details. Meanwhile, so if I have a dollar bill and I put a zero on it to make it a $10 bill,
that doesn't
work. Or
two
zeros to make it 100, and then I initial it.
That doesn't work.
It's not going to work.
Right.
And that's not going to work at the fast food restaurant or the fine dining restaurant.
That's right.
You put another zero on the bill, and you initial it. When you have a will, okay, then we'll talk about a health care or a power of attorney. When you have a will and you want to increase how much you're leaving someone, well, I have them getting $1,000. I want to make it $10,000 or $100,000. On my will, I'll just add a few zeros and initial it.
Oh, no.
Well, it won't work for the hamburger or the fine food restaurant. Will it work legally on all my assets? And the answer is no, it won't.
No.
When you signed your will, to do it properly in the state of New Jersey, Florida, Pennsylvania, the same way, to make it a self-proven will that it's accepted on its face, the will is signed by you typically twice, along with two witnesses and a notary. That's four people. So when you did your will to make it legal and effective, there's four people: yourself, two witnesses, and a notary. So when you make a change to the will, guess what you need? Four people.
Mm-hmm.
You need your signature, two witnesses, and a notary, and the proper paragraphs. When you start just initialing, you're missing your signature, you're missing the two witnesses and a notary, and that brings out what they call doubt or difficulty. And the will is not just accepted at the surrogate's office. It would typically end up in superior court with an order to show cause, which is a complicated process addressing how did that extra zero get there and whose initials were they?
Mm-hmm.
Were you confident when you did those initials? What was meant by the initials and the zeros?
Were you under any undue influence?
Now, because of doubt or difficulty, writing on your will is a tremendous problem. The will for changes is done the same way it's done when it's first made, signed, two witnesses, and a notary, and same idea with a power of attorney. You can't just initial and change your power of attorney. You can't initial and change your health care declaration. And trust me, you can't initial and change the dollar bill. I've tried it at every fast food drive-thru, and it hasn't worked.
It has not worked, and I have witnessed it. No.
Yes. So, by the way, then I just go to Gene, who is cooking up a storm, Gene and Tom's house, and it's a good life.
I have been cooking up a storm, too. Retirement's a lot of fun. I do love to cook, and that's what we're doing. We're doing very different meals than I've ever done before, which is, it's fun. It is fun.
You know how impatient I can be, Gene? If I look at something and it says it has to be, you know, in the oven for more than 20 minutes, I fidget.
That's when you go out and add another zero to your dollar bill and go to the fast food.
That's it. I've tried it. I've got much wealthier, but no one accepts them.
That's okay.
We're here for you. One, to remind you, Gene M. Isley, she's been in the financial field for decades.
Yes,
so she's officially retired, but still in the financial field, in that she can give you her latest thoughts on the world and finance.
That's right.
David R. Thierman, Gene says, I still have to work, so.
That's right, you do.
My law office, open every day, and not Saturday and Sunday, but we're open during the week. David R. Thierman, typically Monday through Thursday, actually Friday we do special appointments. But David R. Thierman, my law office is open in Summers Point, New Jersey. To reach us during this hour, to reach us during the hour, Gene M. Isley, David R. Thierman, 609-927-1100, 609-927-1100 for your calls, comments, and questions. David R. Thierman, to reach my law office in Summers Point during the week, my law office, David R. Thierman, during the week, 609-653-6003. And as Gene M. Isley said, we have our flags high. Our thoughts and hopes are with the brave men and women in harm's way, and we'll keep you up to date if there's any breaking news, hopefully on the good side, with respect to what's going on. So we're here for you. Gene M. Isley, David R. Thierman, it's our honor and pleasure to be here with you. We like to keep busy. You like to keep busy, don't you, Gene?
Oh, I have to keep busy. Yeah, it's crazy. You know, people say, well, what are you doing to be busy in retirement? I've joined the group to restore St. Nicholas of Tolentine in Atlantic City, which is a magnificent church. It's a beautiful building and a lot of history there. Built by the Augustinians, and interestingly enough, Pope Leo is an Augustinian, and he has been to St. Nicholas. He was affiliated with Villanova, so we're excited about the restoration. We've got about a little more than a third, but not quite halfway through it, and we're reassembling to bring the group back together, and let's get this baby done. It's a beautiful church, beautiful organ. It's an experience to enjoy Mass. Well, you don't have to be Catholic to enjoy the Mass either. But just to get the feeling of the facility, it's magnificent. So if you have a chance, it's not open 24/7 like they used to be. It's at Tennessee and Pacific Avenues in Atlantic City. They do have a daily Mass. And Sundays, I think it's 11:30. So if you're over in the city, stop in and enjoy it. We're going to take a quick break at the bottom of the hour. And we'll be back with the second half of It's Your Money with David R. Thierman and myself, Gene Isley.
Welcome back to It's Your Money. I am David R. Thierman. Gene M. Isley stepped out for a moment. She'll be right back. Holly, thank you for guiding the ship this morning.
Always happy.
We're here for you. It's Your Money. Each and every week, want to remind you at the bottom of the hour, if you'd like to call in with a question, comment, or have a point of view with respect to estates, investment side of the situation, we keep you on path with news you typically don't hear, which is unfortunate because people don't know financially, tax-wise, estate planning-wise, investment-wise, all they should know. The more information you have, the better off with your decisions. We had talked about birds flying south. Well, they want to escape the Massachusetts estate tax. Massachusetts has the highest, they don't call it a death tax, because that's too realistic and honest. They call it an estate tax. Once you're over $2 million, when they talk about the millionaires and billionaires, Massachusetts starts at $2 million, and they start taxing your estate when you pass away. Most states, it's $15 million, just to show you the drastic difference. Then you shop around, you go into countries. So someone will say, it's always interesting, we're going to Italy, we're going to France, and we've talked about the different countries. We did Spain the other week. This week, someone's traveling to France. They're going to all the different places. And I bring up, you know, the French estate laws are very different. And someone says, my wife calls me Dr. Doom. David, they're going to see the Eiffel Tower. They're going to see Normandy, historic areas. And you bring up the estate. The answer is, there's a reason. Hundreds of years, almost 250 years ago, people left Europe. Because if you think you're having a tough day here, in Europe, the government does your will. That's right. You work for it your whole life, and the government tells you where your money goes. So here's how it works in France. So we've done, we'll pick a different country each and every week. But in the country of France, you really don't need much of a will because the politicians tell you where your money goes, okay? If you're a spouse, so you've been married for 40, 50 years, you know how much your spouse can have? 25%. Yes, you're not getting much, or he's not getting much. By the way, there's a marital issue in France. You know, they always say there's French way of life. There's a lot of divorces are very prominent in France. The answer is the wife's not getting much to begin with, 25%. Where does the rest go? Well, if you have one child, your child gets 50%, double what your wife gets.
That's amazing.
If you have two children, your children get 66.6%. If you have three children in France, your children get 75%. You have control of 25% of your assets.
What does the government get?
You can leave it to your wife or your girlfriend, your brother, your sister, whoever you like. But in France, once you have three children, they get 75%, whether you're close to them or not, and they all get it equal. One might be estranged, doesn't matter. They're getting an equal share and as much or more than your spouse. So not only do they tax you, they tell you where your money is going when you pass away.
What's the tax to the government in France?
When you run for office in France, the idea is here's the budget, here's the taxes. And by the way, open up your pocket because the politician's putting their hand in your pocket. And when you pass away, they're taking the money out, and they tell you where your money goes. So when someone says estate-wise, I can't believe I have to do a will, it's complicated, the answer is, it's the best day of your life. You actually, in America, get to leave the assets the way you want to leave the assets. Not in France, where the government tells you how your money's going. You just work for us.
David, so, what's the estate tax?
Close to 250 years ago,
can
the
he hear
people
me?
Came over, Gene.
What is the estate tax in France that the government taps you?
I haven't looked at the estate tax,
okay,
but the wives get 25% at most.
Wow. 25% of what's left?
And the other, it basically goes to the children equally. You get 75%.
Of the remaining estate.
Then you have 25%. You don't have to leave to your spouse, Gene.
Unbelievable.
But people have no clue. The idea is the government tells you how your money's going. By the way, they do the same in Italy. It's different rules. We'll leave that for another day. So when I talk to my wife from Italy, I talk to the relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're brought up that way, guess what they say to me? Well, this way people don't fight over it. If someone else rules our life, we can't fight because we have no decision.
Well, it's crazy.
You can't make it up.
No, you can't. And, you know, it's like here. You've got states with one set of rules and then the federal government with another. So it's interesting. It's almost as onerous as it is in European countries, but without the demand for where the assets go. David, we have Frank from Galloway.
By the way, Jean, you had asked about the French estate tax.
Right.
Basically, each beneficiary,
uh-huh. So
if you have three children, you get about $400,000 tax-free. Then France takes 5% to 45% of all your money.
Wow.
Yeah, so after a few $100,000, not only do your children, they get it the way they tell it, your spouse can be cut out, and then France, after telling you how you give your money, takes it 5 to 45%. You know what the answer is? You can buy a French croissant. Don't go there to live, okay?
I can buy a French croissant here, too.
Yeah, stay in South Jersey. You don't want to move to France or Massachusetts, see?
That's right.
The Division of Tourism of New Jersey.
That's right. They'll be writing soon. David, we have Frank from Galloway on the line with us. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you?
Terrific. Hope you are.
Yep. I got a question about how do they go about stealing a house? Like, I know they can go into a title company and put their name on it, and all of a sudden you find out your house is stolen, and it's already sold.
Well, this has been something that's been brought to the attention of the public over the last couple of years. And Joe Girardi, is that his name, Girardi? Yeah. The county clerk has a program that's set up through the county that you can register your deed online with them. It's got to be done online. You can't just call the office, because if there's been a breach, they will notify you online. So Joe Girallo, not Girardi, I'm sorry, Joe Girallo is his name, and he's we've actually had him on the show a couple of times in the past. But there's the county office number, and I'll get that for you in just a minute. But the county office number, you can call them and just get some guidance. They can't do it for you, but they can tell you how to do it. So
I have it. It's really easy. So you would go to AtlanticCountyClerk.org, and there's a big red button that says Property Alert. And then that's the website. It'll take you right to the website where you can register your deed.
Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Does that help? You know, because there's a lot of programs. You see commercials on television, you know, guard your house and all that. And you've got to pay a fee to do that every year. This is a complimentary service. There's no charge for this service that the county provides you with. So it's a great service. Take advantage of it. I highly recommend you do so. It's interesting because if there's a mortgage on a property, it's not so easy to change titles. You can't just go in and retitle a property where there's debt. So people with no mortgages are the ones that should be on the alert for, I think, the main ones to be concerned about. So, but it's AtlanticCountyClerk.org. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Holly's the brains behind this operation. She can find anything out quickly. Does that help you, Frank?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You are quite welcome. And again, it's not necessary to go signing up and paying fees to companies to do this when you're Atlantic County Clerk. It's also available at Cape May County. Cape May County did the same thing. And Joe Girallo has brought this to the attention of many people. In fact, I just saw a commercial recently that he's explaining the process on television. So take advantage of it, AtlanticCountyClerk.org. And as Holly just said, there's a big red button, Property Alert. That's what you want to click on.
I'm just my sister-in-law, her son, all of a sudden appeared on her deed to her house.
Oh, boy.
And she got a thing in the mail, and that's how she found out about it.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Not a good guy.
We'll give you a way to check on your deeds.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Frank. Call us again if we can help you with anything, but atlanticcountyclerk.org. O-R-G.
Okay. And it's Joe Giraldo?
Joe Giraldo is our Atlanta County clerk, and he's doing a heck of a job, I'll tell you. Good guy.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Have a good weekend. You too. You too, Frank. Good luck with that. Boy.
There's a lot of good politicians from Hamilton, Gene.
Yes, there are.
And clerks.
Okay,
Frank, call us back if you need us.
So for our listeners, Gene, if you want to look up your deed,
okay,
or your mortgage, okay?
Right.
It's the Public Information Act. You can go on the Atlanta County Clerk's website.
Right.
If you're an Atlanta County resident, Ocean County, the Ocean County Clerk's website, if you're an Ocean County resident, or Cape May County. If you want to look in Florida, you can actually look on the different websites, okay, and they'll have public information for your deed. What concerns people, Gene, is you can actually look for anyone's deed.
Lovely.
So you can go on the different websites, and how a lawyer does it, if I need to look up a client's deed, I just go on the website, and you'll type in the client's name. I'm not a relative, I'm not the client, but anyone, not just a lawyer, you can look at the different websites and look up your deed and any activity on it, your mortgage and any activity on it. So the good news is it is public knowledge. The bad news is it is public knowledge.
Right.
But no matter how you slice it, the answer is you can go on the websites of the different clerks or the counties if you're in Florida and pull up your deed and the different situations. And if you're worried about it, the other idea is you just get rid of everything and move in with Jean. She has a big house, okay? That's plan B.
Thanks, David.
Yes. And for people wanting to move in with Jean, Jean, your number again? There's a little humor, okay?
Very little. Very little.
Yes. We're trying. We're trying.
I know you are.
You know,
it's not working.
As I said, Jean, it's... our hearts are heavy these days, but we, you know, we want to keep a focus. We'll, you know, get through the hour. And on the investment side, like you were saying, Gene, with someone thinking, well, there's going to be different situations, different, there always is. Humanity is that way. So just make sure you invest across the world, you know, the way. And then ultimately, I tell people, you can help yourselves. I've always thought it's just like you, Jeannie, doing your career or doing, you know, my office. The answer is you employed people.
Right.
You helped out local families.
Right.
I've employed people. I've helped out local families.
Right.
So your parents, your grandparents, they're looking down and saying, you weren't saying you weren't getting enough. Not only were you working, you were then helping out other people. That's how you get ahead. Not from telling people how they must leave their money in France, in Massachusetts, saying when you die, we're going to be in your will. Mm. It's just wrong.
The idea is
let people work for themselves, their family, their loved ones. The whole community will be better off.
Yeah. Well, it's a travesty, some of the tax, you know, rates and structures, even in our country with the individual states. It's...
Well, Jeannie, it's you and I always say it, Gene Emisley and myself, we were fortunate enough to live close to our offices,
okay? Right.
Well, a person who has to drive the furthest because they can't afford to live where their job is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They get up early because they have a long commute. What does New Jersey do? Tax them more.
They raise the tolls.
Yeah,
raise the gas tax.
Early, we're gonna make you pay for having to drive far.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are you going to have to drive further, get up earlier, you're going to have to give us money.
Mm.
And how did they do that? Did they vote on that? Did they talk about it? January 1st, it's automatic every year.
I don't
hear one politician complaining about that. The governor was in Atlantic City. Well, not everyone can come to Atlantic City because the tolls coming to Atlantic City are through the roof.
Yeah. It's true.
So I didn't see the governor when she came down thinking, you know, really isn't fair for a poor family trying to get down to the shore. I didn't hear that. Did you hear that, Gene?
Nope. Did not.
I don't think so. You know why? the governor goes right through the tolls. Everyone else has to pay the tolls.
It's crazy.
It's frustrating. When you care about people, you think about these situations, and that's what we tell people. Look, are they going to lower the tolls? No, they're not. Are they going to lower the gas tax? No, they're not. How do you get ahead? You save money and invest.
You save money, you invest it for the future, you invest. You know, again, while you're working, you don't need to be drawing on that income. You want it to accumulate so you have your dividends reinvest. Yes, you're going to pay tax on them, but it's a little bit of a preferred tax rate. That's, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. We're taxed every which way to Sunday, and you really, you know, you.
Well, Jeannie, because so what happens? The local politician, they want money, they want to control money, and so, like you said, when people think about it, when you get up, you pay tax on your internet service.
Mm-hmm.
You pay tax on the gasoline. You pay tax on the electric.
Mm-hmm.
You then drive. You pay the registration each year.
Okay? Your insurance.
You pay unemployment, Social Security,
mm-hmm.
federal, state income taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And someone says, I can't get ahead. The answer is, how many tax courses are taught?
Not
so
enough.
You go through elementary school, any tax courses, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
You go through middle school, any tax courses, no. You go to high school. Well, I went to Atlantic City High School. I chose an accounting course, but it wasn't mandatory. You go to college. Are any tax or accounting courses required? Typically not.
Mm-mm.
And then someone says, I can't get ahead financially. I don't understand taxes. Shocking.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
You know, instead they... You know, they teach everything but. So just to let you know that the teachers will get mad to be. Everyone should be an accountant teaching, okay? No, we love teachers, and we just think there should be more accounting courses at the schools.
Well,
by the way, you know what I was a major in, Gene?
What?
Accounting.
I know. So you're kind of promoting.
The history teachers to say, no, David, there should be more history classes. The answer is yes. The history of accounting.
Well, no, the history of the world is what they should be teaching, but they're not.
You're right, Gene. The history of the world. People have no clue.
No.
Like I tell you, Gene, when they say they're having a bad day, it's like, you actually get to do a will. What? You know, we were just in France. We had a beautiful time. The answer is, yeah, don't move there and pass away, okay?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd be a terrible travel agent.
Yes, you
Where
would.
Where do you want to go?
Yeah, save your money.
What? Yeah, you don't want to go there. Stay put. Come stay in South Jersey.
It's crazy.
All good. That's where you are, Gene. That's where I am. We've been here pretty much our whole lives, so it's a good spot. And if you're not from the area, coming down to South Jersey, it's very sweet because you have one town next to the other. You can get out and about, and, you know, this winter and spring have been very unusual. It's typically moderate.
Typically, yeah. Just,
yeah. So what do they call it? The global warming didn't work this year.
Yeah, it didn't work. Let's rethink
global
this.
Global freezing, okay?
Yeah, let's rethink this.
Yes, we're here for you. Want to remind you, we have 10 minutes to go, roughly. And Gene M. Isley has my law office telephone number and the number for the radio during the hour. If you'd
yes.
like to call in, we're here for you.
Yes, we are, as we have been for decades. And good Lord willing, we'll continue. And if you want to reach David during the week, set up an appointment. If you have your documents, you should have them reviewed periodically. And I will tell you, if they're fine, David will be the first one to say they're fine. Leave them alone. But if something needs to be updated and you want to make some changes, you want to get out those sticky pads and don't write on your original documents. Please do not write on your original documents. Doesn't matter if you make a change and initial it, you've just probably negated the will or negated the document that you've so thoughtfully put together. So the idea is have them reviewed periodically. Sit down, review it yourself first. First and foremost, sit down and make sure it still says what you want it to say. Did you put someone in a position of power over your assets that has fallen out of favor or has a drug or alcohol problem, or God forbid, anything can happen. but you've named a person to be in charge of your assets. Is this who you still want to be in charge of your assets? Same thing with the living will. Same thing with the will, your last will and testament. So once you've read through them, if they're okay, tax laws change. Maybe since you've done your documents, are they still in compliance with tax laws? So you want to just take the time to have it reviewed. And you can do so. You can reach David for an appointment at his law office at 609-653-6003. And, of course, we're here for you for about another 5 or 6 minutes. You can reach us here at 609-927-1100. And our wizard in the production booth, Holly Amendolia, is there with a smiling face to take your information and get you on the air with us. And it could be anything as simple as, you know, have I named the right person? Or did I put more than one person in charge? This can sometimes be a problem, too. And I know, David, we've both seen this in our careers. Okay, I've got 3 children. I want 3 to act equally. Well, all 3 have to agree. Will they agree? And are you going to be the one that's kept in limbo while they're fighting it out? So you want to be careful. You don't have to name all 3 children just because you have 3 children. If you've got 5 children, you know, it doesn't matter. Who is the most responsible to be named as your power of attorney? Who do you trust with your checkbook? Who do you trust?
You know, it's interesting, Jean. So, for example, on a life and death decision, okay, on a health situation,
right?
A lot of times people will name numerous children, and it's the most important decision of someone's life, whether you continue with life or you, sadly, life has to end. But they usually get together. It's essentially a one-time decision, okay?
Right.
A power of attorney or an executor, it's decision after decision after decision.
Right.
So the running joke in estate law, I always say, Gene, is what can go wrong? What's the answer?
Everything.
Everything. Everything can go wrong. So the good news is if you name one person, well, the one person can act and can act without addressing others. So maybe it goes in a more speedy method, but maybe it doesn't go in the right method because there's no balancing and no other input other than the one person. If you name multiple people, as Jeannie said, maybe they get along, maybe they start squabbling. So you've got to make sure it's not just who are the beneficiaries, it's who's in charge. And like you said, Jean, if you're disabled, your power of attorney, who's handling your affairs? And it might be for months, it might be for a couple years.
It's true.
And then all of a sudden, when the person passes away, all the other relatives say, we want to know what's happened to the money the last month, 6 months, or years. Because sometimes the power of attorney has administered and watched over the money well, and sometimes the power of attorney might have helped him or herself.
Right.
So what can go wrong? The answer again, Jean, is?
Everything.
Yeah, yeah. With humanity, it's unfortunate. And people always say, well, my family won't fight over money.
Oh.
Well, I can tell you after estate law 30-plus years, a lot of people sadly fight over the money. It shouldn't be. So the number one plan in estate law is take your money with you.
No, you can't do that either.
Yes, and we have the Brinks truck as a...
No, we don't.
Someone says, what do you drive? I drive a Brinks truck.
No, you don't. Well, only to guard
your
millions.
With you. Who said so, okay?
You'd like to think so, but, you know, again, that's why it's so important to put it in writing. You know, if it's written down, then there's no question. If it's not written down, then it's just toss it up in the air and wherever it lands, good luck. You can't do it that way. You've got to have some organization, especially, you know, you look at it this way. You've worked your entire life to build this fortune, whether it's $100,000 or $100 million. It's all relative. You've worked a lifetime to build your assets and to build your estate. You want to have it pass in an organized and orderly fashion. Don't waste the money on the lawyers. And sorry, David, but you say it as well. You know, you don't always need the lawyer to probate a will, to process the estate. You don't always need a lawyer. Save your money. And I've heard you say it to people. So the concern is that you've not done anything, and now it's in the hands of the attorneys. And God only knows what the billing rates are now. I don't know. But, you know, it was funny. My nephew's a lawyer, and we were talking the other day about the rates that he charges. He does a lot of municipal work, and not in New Jersey, in another state. But, you know, his rates are low because he works with municipalities. The other partners in his firm are basically at a much higher rate. And, you know, you wonder how people can afford to pay these high fees to attorneys to process estates, to probate
bills. You know what happens, Jean? There's so many problems, you're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Unless things are left.
It's just sort of like the dentist. You go see a dentist, it's gotten very expensive. There's so much, you know, people, if you got to watch your, you know, keep up with your dental activity, keep your dental straight. 58% of people die without wills.
That's crazy.
So the answer is the lawyer swamped? The answer is swamped. There's no wills. Mm. What do you have with no wills? You have a problem.
That's
very frustrating. You know,
well, we're here to keep you on the right path, and in the last minute of the hour,
we're gonna. Do we do our sing along at the end of the hour, Gene?
In a minute, David. Yes, we're going to start in a minute.
But we only have a minute.
I know. That's the point. 30 seconds, actually. We want to wish you all a happy Passover, happy Easter. Enjoy the Jersey Shore. Enjoy your families, David. Enjoy your beautiful family and the holiday season. And we'll see you next weekend for more of It's Your Money. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. Have a great weekend.